Okay, so we are on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph today. We were in the middle of discussing this machlekes in the mission between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says that Zerika is not meaningful. Zerika is meaningful for Noisar to remove Pigul and to cause other Isurim Kodshim, Pigul Noisar Vetame, to remove Me'ila and to cause Pigul Noisar Vetame to be Chal in Kodshe Kodshim, or in Kodshim Kalan to add Me'ila and to cause Pigul Noisar Vetame to be Chal. Right? We are now in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yochanan's comment that only applies if only part of the meat of the korban left. And I suggest that's because of the pasuk says "Vasisa lesecha basar v'adam." Right, so the Gemara dashens in yesh basar yesh dam, in basar ain dam. And as you have probably noticed, my son is here with us, so there may be interjections over the course of this year. Okay, so umi amar Rav Asi hachi. Is it really true that Rav Asi said this in the name of Rabbi Yossi? Haba'a mini Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Rav Asi ask Rabbi Yochanan chishev lenishpachim lemachar mahu? Didn't Rav Asi ask Rabbi Yochanan, right, if he wanted to be makriv the things that are spilt at Yisod on the base of the Mizbeach, right? What is the halacha? Does that count as pigul or not? Right, basically, he was going to spill the blood, the leftover blood after the zrika is done on the base of the mizbeach, and then eat the meat. You know, at some point when he was not allowed to eat it, tomorrow, the day after, it doesn't matter. It depends on which korban. Right? Or maybe there's a second shot in the Miyuchas Rashi here. Maybe it really means just that he really thought to spill the blood on the Mizbeach, on the base of the Mizbeach, on a different day from the one when he actually brought the Korban. By the way, the difference between those two is clear. The reason why you would think that there's no problem if you thought to spill the blood on the Mizbeach at a different time to the rest of the Korban is because, quite simply, spilling the blood on the Mizbeach is not really Me'akev. In fact, Ad Kedei Kach, there are Rishonim who think it's basically garbage disposal, right? It's not, it just happens to be you have this leftover blood, there's nothing you can do with it, so spill it on the Yisod, there's Be'ach, but it's not, this is a critical part of the Avodah. Alternatively, maybe it is very important, there is some evidence in the Gemara Zvachim and other places that spilling the bottom on the Yisod's Be'ach, while it is not Me'akiv, is still a Zrikas Adam. For example, if you were to spill the blood instead of throwing it, b'di'evid, you'd be yotze. As such, maybe you will argue that being mechashev to do the shvicha on a different time is pigul. But everybody will agree that being mechashev during zrikas adam to eat the meat at a different time, at a time outside of what is permitted, is for sure pigul. So what about shvichas adam? Does shvichas adam have the same status? Amar le Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said to him, "Kfar shani salanu elel alma. Hi elel kevan de leis be mashasha loyki beltuma. Hi nishbachim nami kevan de le ibud azli behu machasha va le mehanya." Right. So Rabbi Zeira said. And the reason why this is a problem for the previous comment that Rav Asi said that you can be mechashev, mechashev to make the korban puzzle during avodah on something which is avod, which is lost or burnt, right? The nishbachim are avod. So what's the question? If he thought that you can do it, then what's the question? So it says Rabbi Zeira said to him, "Didn't you say to this about the elel, about the tail of the animal, since it has Sorry, that's the Elul is not the child. It's the Elul is meat that was basically expelled at the time of the. It's basically meat that was expelled at the time of the skinning of the animal, right? When you skin an animal, right, you're going to have some meat. The meat basically gets shaved off. That meat that gets shaved off is the
ABC.
Is the Elul. Okay, so didn't he say that it's nothing? It's not makabel tuma because it's like it's really nothing. It's just these shavings of meat that nobody really wants. So. This is true of the nishbachim, of the blood which is spilt on the mizbeach as well, right? Because they are going to be lost, right? They are not mekabel tumah, right? And as such, presumably, you can't be mechashev during the shvichas adam to achieve anything. You can't be mechashev to make anything pickle because they are lost already. You can't be mechashev about... Shvichas Dam, because the action is one of making it get lost. So it says, "Hanin shvachin dam, you keep until the lazi who machshav lemahanya." Then and any thoughts that would pass the korban won't work in the shvachim, in the blood which will be spilt on the basis of the zech. Ella, rather dekasani ala avod ve'al hasaruf kasha. Isn't this a problem? So Rava, as he said previously, Amar Rava said. It must be that what Rav Asiya actually said was things that are going to be at some stage burnt, or going to be at some stage spilt, spilt, right? That's what these things can be used for Makshava Kol Od, nothing has been done to them. But once they are already at the stage where they are being destroyed in some way or another, so then Makshava is garnished, it doesn't matter. Okay, so, Amar Rav Papa said, Loi Amar Rabbi Akiva Zerucha, Malalas Le Yotze. Oh, sorry, by the way, that's the way we pask in, right? We pask in that Machshava does work on the things that are Omeid Li Sarif, or Omeid Li Abid, meaning that the blood can become, even the blood which is meant to be spilt can become possible. If you were to be mefagel a korban in some other way, or the meat that was meant to be burnt on the mizbeach can become pasul if you're mefagel a korban in some other way. If you were mechashev to, I don't know, eat another part of the meat, chutz lezmano, at the wrong time when you threw the blood, right? All of those will create pickle. But what does not work, and what we paskin does not work, is that if you are spilling the blood, or if you are putting the meat on the mizbeach, that already does not create pickle. Right, that is that, and you're putting the meat that is meant to be burned, the fats and stuff that are meant to be burnt, on the mizbeach, and toch kadeh you think about eating the rest of the animal 3 days from now, that does not create pickle. You think about eating it in Tel Aviv, that does not make the korban pasul. That machshava is nothing. Okay, honey. So Amar Papa, Papa said, "Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Moel So Yotze Ela Sheyotza Basar Al Dam." In Zrika Moasi Yotze. So that Rabbi Kiva said that Zrika works for something that was taken outside of the base mikdash, right? That's only true if meat was taken out. In addition to the proviso that it's not if all of the meat was taken out, it's only if meat was taken out. Al dam, but if blood was taken out, Ein Zrika Moasi Yotze. You can't then bring it back in and throw it on the mizbeach. That does not work. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's a braisa that seems to say the same thing. Shachat Beshtika. If he checked the animal's dam, right? V'yatza dam. B'shtika in kachim is a technical term. It doesn't mean you shechta without saying anything. It means you shechta without any special kavana, right? In which case, we pask in that some kavana is going to be kosher, at least for shlamim. It won't be kosher for any other karbanos, but it wouldn't pass them. But the it would mean they could still be nikrav, but you would have to bring another korban as well. So if you shechted in silence, meaning without any special kavana, v'yatza dam, and then the blood was taken outside the mizbeach, afal pi shechazar zrakoi, even though he came back in with the blood and threw it, le'asav le'klum, that's nothing. Be'kodshe kodshim, o'alim bo'if, if the korban was kodshe kodshim, me'ila still applies, Bekotchim Kalim, Ein Moalim Boy, in Kotchim Kalim, the Emurim, the pile of carbon that was meant to be burnt on the Mizbeach, does not attain a din of Mi'ila. Nothing, that Zrika didn't do anything. Amari Kiba, Ha Zele Madome, what is this similar to? Amar Rabbi Elazar said, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, what, when Rabbi Akiva said this, Bevas Achas. Aval beze achar ze loy amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar, this is similar to another din that Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that this whole halach, this is similar to, remember the Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said this is similar to the two chatais, that you can patter both of them from Me'ila if they are, for example, kochi kochim, through the Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zerika, Halacha, and Zerika Saddam of just one of them. Right? So, Rabbi Elazar said, when is this going to be true? Vivasachas, if you shechted them at exactly the same time. But if you shechted them at different times, Rabbi Akiva didn't say that. That's not true. Right? The reason why is because if you shechted them at different times, then obviously the one that was alive didn't become mutter while it was alive. Right? And if you shecht one and then you decide to do another later on, then it makes no sense, right, that the first one would have any effect whatsoever on the second one. They don't relate to each other. So it has to be that they really shecht at exactly the time. In such a case, we can really view them as one korban. Rashi really stresses that it has to be at mamish the same time, right? Right, that there really shouldn't be any break between them whatsoever. Tosfos raise the Havam, you know, which is even stronger. They say no, it wasn't that he shechted them at exact that they both of the chataos were shechted exactly the same time. It's that they were shechted with the same knife. You had one very, very long knife, and you used it to shecht both chatais at exactly the same time, meaning the same person. And again, that's because you're really thinking of them as one korban. The question is, how far are you going to go with it? Are you going to say that since they were shecht at the same time, one can be viewed as relating to the other? Or are you going to say that really, really, really they're one korban, and if they seem to they need the same action of shechita? Besider. And I just wanted to be meir that point. Just a second. Okay, tov. There is another possibility which I haven't found in Farshim, but I think it's possible. Right, it might be that one that shechting them at the same time means before Zerika Saddam. Right, since the idea is that the Zerika Saddam of one is being martyred as Zerika Saddam of the other, it might be martyred the other from Ila. It might be that as long as it's shechted before the Zerika Saddam of the first, that would be considered all at one time. Like I said, I haven't found somebody who says that. I just think it's a possibility. Just let me check, maybe. I don't want to get into this too much right now, but like I said, I think that's a possibility. I haven't found somebody who says it, but I definitely think it is a possibility in the Gemara. Okay. Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kshehalachti lekfar pani, matzati zochin echad ve'amar li omer haya Rabbi Kiva zrika moeles leyotze." So, when Rabbi Shimon starts telling a story, right? I was walking to a village called Pani, right? And when I got there, an old man asked me, "Did Rabbi Kiva say that zrika really works to change the status of a korban that left the base of Mikdash?" I said to him, "Yes, Rabbi Shimon, remember, was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva." And he says, "Yes, that is in fact exactly what happened." And when I came and told my fellows, my fellow Talmud Echam in the Galil, remember, most of the Talmud Echam were concentrated in the Galil this time, even though Rabbi Shimon actually is interestingly part, according to Yevamos, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, and the other five Talmudim of Rabbi Akiva, and the other three, sorry, met Rabbi Akiva in the south, because Rabbi Akiva came to them after his 24,000 Talmudim died, right? And they were actually called then Rabbi Sina Shabadorim, our rabbis in the south, but now they are already, you know, in the Galil, where most of the Talmudim Chama. So he came back to the Galil, and he told them what he about this conversation. Amr Lide said to me, Alei Pasul Hu? Isn't it Pasul? Hey Eich Meratz Al Apostle. How can it... meat which left the base of Mikdash is pasul. How can Zerika Saddam, even kosher, right, have any effect on a pasul korban? And then when I went and actually I went and told Rabbi Akiva all of this, Amrali, he said to me, Bni, my son, Iyata, American, don't you agree with me? V'hari hamafrish chatasai ve'avda, when somebody set aside an animal for a chatas, ve'avda, and it is lost. Ve'hifrish acharas. Ve'hifrish. Okay, he says, somebody who sets aside an animal for a chatas, and it was lost. And he sets aside another animal, instead of the one that he originally set aside. Ve'acharam din says Rishon, and then the first one was found. So now he has two animals that are set aside as the same chatas. Ve'ishtenam, those, and both of them are there. Mo'alin b'shtehen, both of them are subject to me'ila. Shachatan, if you shechted them both, v'arei daman munach b'koises, and both of them have their blood in vessels in the base of Mikdash. Mo'alin b'shtehen, both of them have an isser of me'ila. Nizrak dam shel echan mihen, if the blood from one of them is thrown, yeta me'ida shekashem shedamah p'yteras b'sarah, ka'em min ha'me'ila, af p'yter b'sar chavertam min ha'me'ila. Don't you agree with me that if you throw the blood from one of them, just as it exempts the blood exempts the animal it was taken from me'ila, so too it exempts the other animal from me'ila? Im hitzel basar chavertam min ha'me'ila, af al pishehu pasul, dinu sheyatzil es b'sarah. Right? And if it can save the animal, the blood, the meat of its fellow animal, its fellow chatas from me'ila, it can remove the iser me'ila from the chatas, right? From the other chatas, a completely separate chatas, which is pasul, by the way, right? Then shouldn't it also be able to remove an iser me'ila from the meat of it, of the same animal, even though it's pasul, right? Isn't that clear? Seder, we will continue, please God, with this sugya tomorrow.